The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. For 100 years are seasons and times. 100 years are calibrations of seasons and times. And therefore, I have brought a season upon you. And that season is my season. It's my own season. I am the owner of this season. And in this season, I will bring forth my things. My things, my precious things, you will see and you will know. You will know my things. For inside my things are your things. Your things that are meant for your blessing. They are in me. And in my things, I will declare blessings. I will declare blessings. For you are a portion for blessing. For under my house, blessing must come. Blessing must come. And in this season, I have come to pour out my blessing. I have come to pour out my blessing. For you are due for blessing. You are due for my blessing. You are due for my blessing. Many, 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 many will be ushered into my blessing. For in this season, I will change status. I will change status. I will bring you into a season where your status will be changed. Many will be rolled into a new season. They will be brought into my estate. For I am complete. I am total. I am total. I have what it takes to make you total. And in this season, you will see the totality of me. And I will bring you into my estate. And it will show forth in many things about you. For you will yet see the reproach of the past will be rolled away. And I will declare unto you a new season. The things you will see, they will not be compared to the things you have seen before. Look not unto the former things. For behold, I do a new thing. Behold, I do a new thing. I do a new thing. Has it not been spoken? Have you not heard? Behold, I do a new thing. And in this newness, your life will be redefined. Your estate will be known to be a different one. For the whole earth will see you. And they will know that you are named by the name of Christ. They will know that you have been clothed with a new garment. For the garment of shame and reproach, I am taking away. The garment of shame and reproach, I am taking away. I bring you into a season of the Spirit. It's in the season of prominence. It's in the season
not prominent. You will be made prominent even in the things that pertain to me. The things that pertain to me. It is my season. I have declared it upon you. And so my word has come, and it has come to witness that this is what I'm doing, even in your midst. Pay attention to this season, because I am elevating men. I am elevating men. I am making men to stand upon Zion. And in your standing, you will be made prominent. See the Spirit of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. You're welcome to church. This is church, where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty. I greet the ministers of God in the house. It's such an unusual Sunday. Even Mama is not around. Wow. Even Mama. You know, we have entered the day. The time will come when none of the pastors will be around. And you will preach that day. And the Spirit will be present. Hallelujah. Because it's not about any man. Of course, we understand the place of man and the role that man will play in God's agenda. But the Lord is in us all. So be ready. Be ready to interpret tongues. Hallelujah. I agree with PJ in the house this morning. Thank God that the Lord cannot but live for himself a witness. Even the remnant. So thank you, sir, for being around. Pastor B, thank you, sir. Eshego. This weekend was deadly in Akure. Wow, wow, wow. I have never in my life, in fact, in my life, I have never heard such message before. Kai, Kai, Reverend Busui Olabode. Ah, Jesus. Jesus. You need to go and pick that message and hear. It's not for marriageable. Oh, what marriageable? Are we not all marriageable? Are we not all waiting for Christ to marry us? And they say marriageable thing. You tell yourself, I'm not part of them. Those are looking for husband. Am I not looking for husband? Sit down there. You think I'm not looking for husband? Why am I here? I'm looking for husband. And if you are looking for, all of us are looking for husband, both male and female. I'm looking for husband. And my husband will come one day. And when he appears, I will be like him. And we will marry ourselves. Eternal union. Never to part again. Wow, 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 wow. It's coming. Be ready. If you think that church is for play, you will soon know that church is not a place to play. It's a place where Christ is preparing his bride. And if you are not one of them, it's a shame. On that day, you will catch shame. Shame will catch you. Because that day on our wedding gown, when we will array ourselves at the table, when things will be given to nations, where will you be? That day, your car will not make sense. You will tell, I have 2019 Land Cruiser Range Rover. I say, who are you to hell with your pan? I'm sitting eating eternal things. That day, the things of the natural will not suffice again. They will lose strength. In fact, some people will run to death. Say, death, kill us. Death will say, I can't even kill anybody again. I have killed and killed, and I'm tired of killing. Go and face the judgment. Because they have reserved fire for me too. Don't play with church. They are giving you passport. Passport. Help me to appreciate Reverend Busui again. That man, the Lord has raised him. At the time I was describing the meeting to my friend in Lagos, he was saying, he sent something to me. He said, Reverend Busui always come new every season. He said he's like somebody that is brought from the womb of the morning. That is what he said. He's always new. You can't say that you have known him. He will just come again, and you'll be wondering, where is this one coming from? Ah, he's blessed. He's blessed. We are blessed in this house. Please don't joke with these resources. They are eternal resources. Hallelujah. I want let me to appreciate mommy. Those three, they are in Akure today. Akure is under every baptism. Wow. And let me appreciate mama again. Pastor Fred is somewhere doing something. Hallelujah. He sends their regards. The horse sends their regards. The Lord is with us. Hallelujah. It's not us. It's the Lord. It's the Lord's work. Zion Life Embassy is the Lord's work. It's not any man's work. It's the Lord's work. Do you believe that? And he will always be here with us. Say, Lo, I'm with you all the way to the end of the age. Let's see Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Glory to Jesus. Say, blessed be God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, our God is blessed. You are not saying like you mean it. Say, our God is blessed. This God is blessed. When you look at God, He's blessed. And His blessings are His nature. What is in God is what makes Him blessed. God does not have car. He doesn't have trailer that is working for Him. But He has things in Him. That is why there is no variableness. Neither shadow of turning with Him. He can't turn. What will make Him not to be able to turn is because He is blessed forever. There is nothing you can add to God. He's already made. There is no king on the earth that can that is self-sustaining. If you want to dethrone Oshemawe, stop paying tribute. It will be empty. So what He's sitting on are lives of people. Big Brother Niger gave how many millions to the winner? 30 million, Abi? 60 million. The cash is 30, Abi. But the other spending. But how much did they receive from? He should stay. 30 naira. He should not stay. He should go away. 30 naira. He should stay. In fact, that thing, he didn't like it. 30 naira. At the time they get out, 30 naira is 7.2 billion. So what is sustaining the earth is the life of men. Removes men from it. Earth will fall. What is sustaining Buhari is tax. What they call the seat of His Excellency, His Excellency. Stop money. Remove everything. Let there be no labor congress. No civil servant. Everything will fall. The seat will tear. They will melt the seat like iron throne. So there is nothing called self-sustaining. There is no kingdom on earth that can say that we are self-sustaining. No, a life is going into it. Somebody's money is going into it. But our God, the God of Israel, does not need anything to survive. You say, I've never seen this kind of God before. Wonder, wonder. It's a wonder that He doesn't need the support of man. When you bless Him, you are blessing yourself. You are only speaking good of Him. Why? Because it is Him that sustains everything, yet He does not diminish. There was a bank those days. They call it Agbomagbe National Bank. Akure now, what is Igbo? Yes, another word called Otigbe, we use it. You know, when you have a love, you can say, let cankerworm enter this money. He will eat and eat and eat and eat, and he will die there. It's a lie. Because Dangote is sustained by an economy. Stop using Microsoft. Stop using internet. The gate will fall. All those click. This Mark Zuckerberg. That thing you are doing, you are the one sustaining all of them. There is no man I can call. He said, there is nothing you have that you have not received. But there is a being that do not receive from anybody. You know, man will tell you, I have used patience for you. I have switched to long suffering now. If you have exhausted my patience. The one I'm using now is long suffering. By the time I finish long suffering with you, that brother kindness cannot save you. When you press man to a point, man will get to his limit. Man is not abundant. Our God is abundant. Oh my. Our God. Say our God. I don't know their God. Their God needs blood to be shed so that he can remain in power. So the more blood you shed is the more he will be happy with you. That God is not the God of Israel. It's not Yahweh. So when we say blessed be God, we look at his nature. And everything in his nature is abundant. So you cannot expire God's patience. If he's judging you, he's judging you because of his patience. So when you check all the characters of God, his nature, his kind, his the summation of everything that is in God, the summation of everything in their fullness is equal to love. Love is not a slogan. I love you, I love you. That's not. He said, God is love. God is love. When you summarize his patience, his long-suffering, his kindness, his mercy, his compassion in fullness. And he now said, who has blessed us? So you now know that if God wants to bless you, his major blessing is what makes him who he is. If he has not blessed you with himself, he has not blessed you. Any blessing that an unbeliever can understand is not blessing. Like I used to say, there is nothing that we do in church that we cannot do in either mosque or Abali's house. What? You are looking for visa. Is the only person that can pray for visa for somebody? If you know Afa Togbono, he will. In fact, when you land in Nitro, they will just be bowing to you without passport. You just disappear. Ayembeo. You know, we talk like this. Ayembeo. That's why when Aye is fighting with you, maybe you come out from a family where there is Aye. My father used to have one car those days, Akoto. You know Akoto? Before he got married. When we were growing up, I saw the spare part of that bus in our house. Is it even bus or car? We can't even place Akoto. Is it bus or car? It's Midu. Abi? I don't know. I can't call it bus. I can't call it car. One day we now had to ask, who has this spare part? By the time he started, he said, this car, in the morning, early in the morning, you will touch the engine, it will be hot. 6 a.m. Every morning, you will get there to start your car and warm it. They've already warmed it for you. You will wonder, Ile aye, you know. You the spare parts pieces, you have to pack it and keep it somewhere. So when you come out from a place, don't hide yourself. Hallelujah. We are all in different level, and you need to know that. That's a digression. I'm going somewhere. We are all in different what level. You don't have Reverend Busi's faith in your house. They used to kill everybody at 30. You got born again, you're sent to Life Embassy, you are also praying in tongues and joining your member. You didn't tell Reverend Daddy in my house. Woman, you are speaking in tongues. We have love. You don't know that your speaking in tongues is not your spiritual growth. And you are 28. You know, they can kill children of God. You know, you get to a level where your understanding is higher than them to be facing another level of darkness. But at some level, like one of our brothers those days, the mother came and told him, I have contributed you inside in our meeting. You know the meaning of that? The Yoruba will say, Motifieda Jo Ninu Egbewa. in our meeting, I've contributed you. I am a member. Of course, he knows that the mother is a superpower. Because the mother brought down their father. By the time I saw the father, you can never know that this man has luxurious buses and has traveled out of the country when they finish him. And that same mother came to tell you that I've contributed you. You say, yeah, mommy, go sing. In eternal life. So that he died 1 year later. Immediately, exactly 1 year after. What am I saying? When we are in church, we need to know our level. And we need to relate with our level and trust God for higher height. So if you observe a trend, you better come to the elders and let them pray for you. And the prayer of faith will heal the sickness. Don't hide it. What am I saying? Let me go back to my thought. That there is nothing that we can say we are doing in church that we cannot get anywhere else. But there is one thing that nobody can give us. Nobody can give us the image of God. Nobody can bless us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So, what is the blessing? The blessing is to change us. Move us from one estate to another estate. Man is blessed, actually. What is the blessing of man? The blessing of man is that of all creation, man is the only entity that can morph. So man, as a man, you can become a beast. You are still a man. But you are a beast. You don't know. Some men are beasts. Even in church. I don't have a problem with unbelievers. My own issue is with my brethren. The church. You know, there are levels of brethren. You know that by now. Some brethren are beasts. When you see them, you think they are human beings. When Paul said, beware of dogs, what are they talking to? Where is that scripture, sir? Who are dogs? Is it a rot? I be Bruno. When he said, beware of dogs, is man. And they are in church. But they have turned to dog. When Bible says beware of dogs and swines, pigs. So a man can be a pig. That thing, it was sin and death that hijacked it and make it negative. Because man can actually turn to anything. At the point he said all flesh is grass. So it means that man is grass again. He said, a man of honor who does not understand it will perish like a beast in the field. Man can mutate. Have you seen some wife say that my husband is a beast? You have not heard it before. So when we are preaching like this, why don't marry beast? Because beast will tear you. Say they are wolves in sheep clothing. So a man can be a wolf and yet outside is wearing the garment of a sheep. So where you can turn actually is inside of you. What God created in the soul, a living soul can turn. So when we are speaking like this, we know that there are grades of men. Some men are serpents. I pray that you will not enter into any one of them. They are in church. All of them, I'm saying now, they are in church. Cockatrice. Scorpion. So when they sting you, you can't recover till you die. They have a way they sting. Oh my God. Some are serpent. Their operation are serpentine. Their head is their wives. There is nothing God says. They will use their head. That head. So the first thing they must bruise in serpent is head. That is where the load of all his resources are invested. Bruise the head, is gone. But it's a blessing. Why? Because God is a quickening spirit. So man is made a living soul. But the point is that man can change from being a living soul to become a quickening spirit. The way man can change to beast and goat and dog and sheep and ram, so also and as grass, so also man can change from a living soul to a life-giving entity. That is what the gospel promises. So if you say God has blessed me, God bless me, God bless me, what you are saying is that God changed my state. God created you as a man. You must not die as man. That is what it means to perish. To perish means you came as a man and you left as a man. Nothing has changed. In fact, you can't even come as a man and go back as a man. It's either you gravitate upward or downward. That's why when sin and death came, it reduces the potency of man. So the man you are seeing today is not the man. There is no man. Go say no more. There is no man again. Because the man that God made, sin has weakened, has lowered his quality. But when you meet and encounter the true God, he makes your nature to appreciate. I must not leave this world as a man. I must be turned from flesh to spirit. I must be turned from a living soul to a quickening spirit. That is what the gospel can do. That is the only thing we should gather around in church. That is the only thing I tell you, even it's not the hope of the gospel. Even the hope that you will go to heaven is not a Christian hope. You don't understand. Why should a man be killing? They will tell him in Aljono, 10 women will surround you. Only you will now be rubbing your head in between them. So you want to kill now because you want to be among 10 ladies. What is the Aljono? He's heaven. So the hope that we all go to heaven when we die is not a hope that is secluded for Christians alone. You are not the only one that has that hope. Evil man will tell you, oh, come on, Aljono. You are going to the same heaven. Not be doing like you are the only serious person. You are going to the same place. And it's because you are also going to the same place. But the gospel of Christ is the only hope that man can ever turn. Nothing can turn man. Nothing can turn man. As you are like this, nothing can change you. Nothing can change your internal configuration. The way you are made. Let's see Hosea chapter 6, verse 1. He said what? Come. 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 And let us what? Return unto the Lord. I love this scripture. Because it summarizes the whole activity of man. Say, come. Let us return unto the Lord. So the point is that the fact that he said come does not mean that you can come. You know, normally when somebody calls you, oh Joe, say, yes ma'am, and from where you are, you begin to move because you know the way. Yes or no? But if God says come, how will you meet him? Where is he living? What is the path to his abode? So nobody can say, hey, say come, so I'm coming. You can't come because we don't know the way. Let us return unto the Lord. For he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will do what? Bind us up. When did all of this happen? When did all of this happen? When did man, when was he turned? When was he smitten? When did he lost his way? You know, in Genesis, he was chased out of the garden into a land of the unknown. So as a man is born into the world, there is no way you can find your way back to God. There is no way. Why? Because there is no way again. It is when there is a way that you can say you will find your way. There is no way. So what Jesus came to do is to consecrate a new and a living way, so that any man that wants to come can easily find a path that you can follow. We will come because we came from Him and we must return to Him. Psalm 90, what did he say there? He said, Lord, thou hast been what? Let's read it together. Thou hast been our what? Dwelling place in all? Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from what? Everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. So it means that before the mountains were brought forth. Now, verse 3 now says, thou what? Thou turnest man to what? To destruction. And said, the Lord turneth man to destruction. Your coming into the earth is your turning into destruction. As long as you remain in the thoughts of God, you are safe. Because life do not start when you have the first pulse in your mother's womb. That's not the beginning of life. The beginning, you existed first when your thoughts sprout forth in the mind of God. We were all with Him. We were all dwelling with Him. That's why, like Pastor Thompson would say, that when two, a brother and a sister is fornicating, what you are saying is that God, give flesh to your mind. You know what I'm saying? There is something up there. We want it to have flesh. So what husband and wife do is to give flesh to what is already existing in the spirit. So when you are not ready for flesh, don't become one flesh. When you are not ready for what? To accommodate flesh, to receive flesh. Why? Because there are beings with God. Say, oh Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. So before the mountains were brought forth, before you ever formed the earth, we have been with you. You are our source. You are our beginning. Satan cannot create anything. He can only destroy what God made. So our source is from God. But the day your father and mother came together and said, we need to have a baby, and you appeared, as you are appearing like that, in the beginning, the earth was not made like that. The earth was not a place of destruction. In the day that heaven and earth was made, earth was not a place of destruction, because heaven and earth are both darling. They were together. God come down to the earth, talk with Adam, go back. There was no bridge. That was why in Revelation, at the end, what will be removed? He said there is no more sea. Why? Because sea is what parts the heaven from the earth. What is not making the agenda of God to be fulfilled on the earth is sea. When that is taken away, then there will be free access. It's called new heaven. And what? A new earth. In the world to come, earth will not be eroded. But earth will now become what it should be. What am I saying? What I mean by eroded? It's not that the concept of earth that was in the mind of God will not be thrown away. So, when sin and death overcame man, the world became a place where if you enter, you can't go back again. The earth became a jungle. And that God says, come, return, ye sons of men. Return. To now return here is now the issue. So every man you are seeing on the road is lost. That man that is building house beside your house is a lost man. He will drive his jeep beside your park in front of your house, look at his land, greet the laborers that are working. That man is lost. My father that is not born again is lost. Yet he pays my school fees. There is no man that is not lost. A lost man can be the richest man on earth. You know, man can be the best he can be, but that does not mean that his estate has changed. That you receive a Nobel Prize in your field. You are just the best. And the best you can do to your dog is to train him, isn't it? You can't still change him from a dog. You don't understand? What the devil is planning to do for man is that make man good on earth. Here's the thing that Satan wants man to be his best on the earth. Don't change. Just be okay. So if you check all the richest people on the earth, are they Christian? They are not. They will tell you they are going to church. Which church are they going? So Satan can make his own rich for the sake of be man. Just be a man. There is nothing you want to do. Just be a man. Be the best you can be. The best of man is still man. The best of man is still what? But the Lord is saying, please return. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayeth, return, ye children of men. So, what the gospel projects is to show us the pathway of how a man can be on earth and then return. I say you can return. Without the gospel, humanity is damned. You will just be locked up in this place and be doing your thing and enjoy your children. Eh? Send them to the best school on earth. Pay every school fees. Pay, build a very big mansion. Build, buy the very best, the latest car. That is the best you can be. Let's now go to Hosea. That chapter 6, verse 2. That's what I say. After 2 days. Say after 2 days. Will he do what? Will he revive us? My concern is in the third day. Can we say in the third day? What shall we do? He will do what? Raise us up. And we shall what? In the third day. Say in the third day. I mean, on the third day, he shall raise us up. They say, it's not on the third day. It's not on the third day. It's in the third day. So it's not about September 2, 2019. It's not a particular day. It's a program that is called Third Day Agenda. That is the only program that can erode death. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16. You know, in recent time, we have been looking at the issue of commandments of love, love the brethren and all that. He says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying what? Of the every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not what? Eat of it. For what? I can't hear you. Is it on the day? In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt do what? In the day that thou eatest this fruit, you will die. And man eats the fruit, and the program of death is still ongoing till today. Isn't it? In the day you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. But one thing that can stop the effect of death is the agenda of the third day. Because at the end of this day, one thing is sure. Man will live. Man will live. Because It is only the third day agenda, the program of day one and day two, cannot stop the effect of the destruction of man. Until in the mercies of God, God begins to erode unto us the activity of the third day. So in this day, you will be raised. And when you are raised, then you will live. Hallelujah. So it means that what is in the third day, what was in the day that man died? It was the law of sin and death. That law was working and working and working until it degraded man and man died. What also Christ was introducing in the third day is his own law. In the third day is the day of the introduction of the law of Christ. When Christ is introduced, a law is at work. And one thing that law will do is to stop the effect of death in man. Without this day, man will be doomed. So the Lord is saying to us that it is important for us to understand that what we are hearing at this time is not just we are in a day. It is our day. And if we are not hearing what we are hearing now, we will die. We won't escape. We cannot escape except the activity of the third day. It is the activity of the third day that can raise a man. Why is he using the word raised? It's because man is in the merry clay. Everything you are doing, you are a man that has been sunken inside the merry clay. And you are just doing your thing there. You are wallowing in the mire. But the Lord said, on the third day, as you receive the commandment of the Lord, they will first of all raise you up. If a man is not raised, he can't live. That was how it was designed to help the children of Israel to get out of Egypt. He said, I will lead you up and out. You don't understand? Bible does not just use words anyhow. Your escape is first your raising up. After you have been raised up, then you will be taken out. So no man can live in his sight except he has been raised. So in the first day, you are still dead. A dead man can still do ministry. You can be dead and have branches all over the world. Eh? You can be dead and be raising the dead. You can be dead and you are opening blind eye. Why would the Lord told them that I don't know you, you workers of iniquity? Why? It's because this day the Lord is the Lord of the day. And that day came, and throughout the program, we didn't see you. What are you doing? In all your race into the third day, that you may live. But many ministers don't want to enter the third day, because the glory of the fourth and second day is big. When you fly private jet from every country of the world, where they invite you for meetings everywhere, is it wrong? It's not wrong. It's just what you are serving. I said we are blessed. So the real blessing is reserved on the third day. The real blessing is kept in the third day. For those who will pierce into it by mercy and begin to receive the blessedness of God, which is the blessing of his faith, and we shall live in his sight. Not in the sight of man. We have lived enough in the sight of man. It is time to live in the sight of God. It is time to see that the just live by faith. Why? Because our God is abundant. When you hear statements like, we have passed from death to life. There are some men that will pass from death to life. Why? How will you pass? How will a man pass? How will a man pass from death to life? You can't pass from death to life without keeping the commandment of God. To pass from death to life is to come into immortality. In our day, there's a whole lot of words on immortality. Immortality. We are immortal. We are immortal army. We are immortal soldier. We are immortal person. All of those words call immortal. If it's not according to how a man should cross from death to life, you are lying. So, let's now see something that Jesus said about himself. The book of John 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. He now said, no man. When I hear some words, I pause. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So I have become the way through which man will come to the Father. So it means that if Christ is not unveiled to us in his fullness, we will still die on it. I want you to understand when you say to die or to perish, it's not that you will not go to heaven. I hope you can understand that statement. It's not that you will now be born in hell. That means you are perished now. To perish is not to go to hell. To perish means that you don't have the material that is needed to abide in his presence. You will be far from him. Some people say, Kasha Debi Kong, Kasha Ma Jonah. You don't understand. That you even beg to be burning. You know when you are inside fire, you know that your company are fire people. You understand? When a man is in hellfire, there is nothing that is, your fire cannot be bigger than my fire. Everybody is burning. So everybody is crying. But you are in a domain where you are seeing glory and you cannot come near. That sorrow is eternal sorrow. You know, some people, they don't like to give their heart to Christ because they are afraid. Let me just go to church. I'm not a non-believer. I go to church. But in their heart, they are afraid to give their all. They don't want to give their all. They don't want to maintain, say, I don't want to go to hell. There's still that percussioning in their heart. Don't let me burn in hell. It's better you burn in hell than not to have access to divine life. You know why? Because, you know, if you don't know some things, it doesn't bother you. The Reverend was telling us in Accra yesterday about the fact that when a brother has a conviction, you don't let the sister smell it. You know why? He said, because you can't be innocent either for or against. When he said to you about going, you know, came back. If you don't hear anything, you can be playing. But immediately the thing enter your ear. You can't behave as if me say, "Bobo, come me, burn it." No, you can't behave like that. You cannot have been in God's presence. You are in the domain of God, and you are seeing transaction going in and out. And they say you don't have the passcode to go beyond this point, sir. I want to enter that. Have you seen parties where you want to enter and there are bouncers on the door, and you have dressed up very well? He says, "Sir, where is your invitation letter, sir? With respect." And you are searching. He said, "We are sorry, sir. I have nothing. Well, let it be, sir. As you are doing that, they are already moving towards you. So if you don't hear a matter, it's better. It's just better you are just doing your thing and enjoying. You know, some of us, we are not enjoying Christ. We are not enjoying the word. You say, "Amy, I don't like to talk, deceive myself. If I want to be a sinner, I'll be a bad sinner." I tell you, you could be a bad sinner. Rape, let them put you in prison. You have enjoyed something, let them beard you. When I die, bad sinner. But oh, devil, I'm coming to you. You cannot be in that hell alone. We're going to stay there together. It's good. Like I told some people some time ago that a brother was preaching and disturbing everybody, and that brother was saying, "You, this guy, me, I want to go to hell. I've decided I want to go to hell, but I must not see you there. Because the way you are disturbing everybody. If I see you there, I will first deal with you before Satan deal with you." That there are some people like that. You are not giving yourself to Christ. You are not giving yourself to the world. What is the gain? If you want to enjoy, cuckoo, enjoy. I was telling Pastor Fred, when he came down on Vision and Prophecy, he was talking about the cross, that it is who gives you the cross that do what? That matters. Because either of the two, you will still die. You understand? I was telling when he said, why God was still trying to put one of his son in the cross? Satan has already put two. You understand? God was still, we are beating him. Satan has already hung two there waiting for him. So whichever way, there is nothing you are going through that is strange. If you say, I don't have job, it's my cross. Are you the unbelievers? Are they having job? No, tell me. Are all unbelievers now? All of them are employed. They wear tie in the morning on Monday. No! I don't have a child. Is he only Christian that doesn't have a child? Tell me one thing that we are going through now, that Satan did not use to afflict his own children. Before one person would die, Satan had killed three. So it's better for a man to know where he will stay. It's better, because this matter is a matter of returning to the Father. And the Lord said, no man cometh to the Father except through me. Then why can't we do Christ and let Christ know that some people are doing him? You are neither here. You are here. What is the instruction of God to that church? You are neither cold nor warm. He said, I like it when it's cold. When it is hot, I also like it. But when it is lukewarm, where will I put you now? I will spew you out of my mouth. You have a saint of life. You are not that committed. Ha! It's a dangerous state to be. Why? Because when you come to Christ, Christ changes you from man to become an entity that God can receive. Why? Because God cannot look at any man. God cannot look at any man. He doesn't see any man. The only person that God can see is Christ. It's Christ. So it does not matter how you cry. God is not seeing you. The only person that God will see is Christ. And that is why in Christ are his commandments. So when he said, the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But what? I am come. That they may what? Have what? Life. And have it more. And have it what? Abundantly. So in Christ, what you call charity is the abundant life of Christ. Charity is not in measure. Charity is not a measure of love in Christ. Charity is the fullness of love in Christ. So when you say, I'm come that they may have life. That life, you have it by faith. For the just shall live by faith. But you must not just stop at just living by faith. You must move to more life. More life is hope. When a man has come to hope, he has come to more life. Why? Because you have added something. You know, you will add to a point where you will come to patience, isn't it? Where you hear patience, that's hope. Where I remember was reading on Wednesday about add to your faith, Second Peter, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge. Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith what? Virtue. Are we together? And to virtue what? And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance. Because when you talk patience is hope. You know, see, and where is hope? They say from faith to hope, hope to charity. No, when you see patience, that patience you are seeing is the patience of hope. after you have crossed from patience, then you move to godliness. Because you are about to enter the fullness. So when you see Christ, Christ is not a measure. Christ is full. Christ is the only one that can prepare a meal for God. Anything God wants to do, if God wants to drink water, he will prefer that it is Christ that will give him water. Christ has become everything to God. Christ has become, if God wants to solve mathematics, he will solve it through the equation of Christ. If God wants to tar road, he will prefer the company of Christ. If he wants to marry, he will prefer the event planner, God Christ. What is it that God wants to do that it will not be Christ? Why? Because it is only Christ that knows the Father. That's why. One thing that we will gain when we come into the commandment of Christ is that we will be meek. Say meekness. Meekness is not an inheritance of anybody's father. We used to be meek in our house. That's not meekness. Meekness occurs after Christ has pounded your soul and has lowered every lofty height. No man can be naturally meek, because it is only the meek that can find entrance. You see, on that line, you see, hallelujah, on that queue like that, as you are queuing, everybody is standing like that, it is Christ that will make you to queue well for entrance. If not, some rascals, you know, when you are queuing in your school, some people will now come to the front, come to the side, come to the front. Christ is the one monitoring how straight that line is, because straight is the gate and narrow is the road that leads there to life. So when you come, you know why we come with our gra. Christ will be looking at you. Be looking at you today, okay. Yakumabo. You see, you're coming gra. You become gra. Okay. Because in the hand of Christ is hammer. Say, my word is like an hammer. You don't understand what a hammer? Say hammer. Christ is not a smiling person. Christ is a worker. We need to know who we are dealing with. Christ, when Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. It is only Christ that can crucify. God does not crucify any man. When you see God, because in the building of the temple, there is something they call quarry, isn't it? Quarry is the place where they sharpen all the stones. Because of what? There should be no noise in the building. So in the building, you don't chisel. Pow, pow, pow. Okosai say, pow. No, no noise. Any chiseling you want to do, take the stone back to the quarry. When you read Bible, be afraid, because there are patterns. Christ is our quarry. When they roll you, you know, when they cut stone, I roll you, I say quarry, this one will titi. I will cut me one shirley. Ah, this one will. Okay. Can we start? Can you give me four? I call Beric Belu chisel. But much chisel nyawa hoshe. That cuckoo that you are doing, you are already crying on the earth. It has not even started. You just feel that Kenny is Toby. And those people that are also working with him are the apostles, are the gift of Christ. The gift of Christ are the fingers of Christ with which he molds. So if you see a true gift of Christ, they are thorough. If you see somebody call himself a gift of Christ, it's is a lie. Because they are fingers. When they cut the hexer, cut. They have not even started, because there is a place you should feel in the eternal building. So it's not shaping you in correspondence with another person. It's shaping you because of where you will feel in the temple. So he that compare himself with another man is not wise. Why? Because Your chiseling is not my chiseling. Where they want to chisel in you might be your hair. It's here to tobi you. Could you call a war? Eba mi fi erek keke rekurumbe. As they are removing it. Christ is the burner. What will he say? What did he say? He said, I will come as a refiner fire. When you read Bible, you will see Christ's operation. Christ is not a jolly, jolly person. Why? Because if he's jolly, 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 they will kill God if you pass through him. If God has appointed Christ as the sieve that should sieve every man, if Christ is gentle and one rascal stray and pass through the leg of Christ and draw, most of it along, Oshé, and walk for the temple here. That is why God will never allow, Christ will never allow you to pass until you pass this test. You know some teachers are wicked. You call them wicked teachers. But you pass their courses more. In this season, we will see operation of Christ more. When you say love of the brethren, it's the sieve that Christ has. Agbadani. Fati deba to bounce bada. Boom. Boom. You know, take pari, no, take pari, pada, pada, pada. Why? Because my father wants to receive a people that is meek. When you enter, when you pass through that gate, you are meek. Learn of me. I am meek and lowly. That is why you will not be able to sell Christ, your Lord. Immediately they removed Judas. You began to talk. You know, it was in chapter 13. Chapter 13, he was talking about how he went back to God. Now, before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto his Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand. The Father has given all things into his hand. So this project must not fail in the hand of Christ. Why? I used to say, the day I saw that scripture, it turned my life around. That the sacrifice of God is a contrite heart and a broken spirit. That is the sacrifice of God. God is the eater of sacrifice. The one who prepared the sacrifice is Christ. It is the job of Christ to prepare sacrifice. So when you get to that kitchen of God, of Christ, you will see all manner of, some of you are the pomon, some of you are the vegetable, some of you are the egusi, and he has something in that kitchen. You know what it is? Ask him, what is it? He has pressure pot. When you enter that prayer pot, you will cry, you will peer. Say, leave it, because you know, condemn me. You know, some people say, I have changed. Jesus, as you see me like this, I am dead. He said, give him additional 20 minutes. Jesus, you will see, your cry will be, he said, you can see, you know, I was so yeah, because you know. The brother will say, Jesus, kini e se koni joke akolejo emi lo nwo kolejo bo se wa to ha kon ton wa da kini se le die o le e da pada sibe si 20 minutes later by the time is through with you, you will be soft. He said, blessed are the meek. So to bear Christ's blessedness, you must partake of Christ's affliction. You know why? By the time they are true, that's why we must be a brethren who is in the same affliction. Because at the end, what God wants to eat is soup. It's not leaf. By the time you are true with your soup, can they separate the maggi? Of course, if they can separate your maggi, I don't know what I will call you. At the end of the day, if God says, I want to eat egusi soup with pounded yam, what he wants to eat, he will just tell Christ, Christ, I want to eat egusi soup and pounded yam. He's the one that will now pound every soul together. He knows the kind of soul that their yam is always having spot. And when she comes out walking down, woman, Nikosibo, she guto. Bible says Christ loved Judas to the end, but Coco Judas was shagun. Like PJ read the scripture to us that if you pound foolish person inside a mortar, it is only Christ that can nullify a man. If Christ say you are not worthy, God will say, kill us all by a co-worthy, sir. A co-worthy, not here. But before Christ will give up on you, his blessedness is that his patience cannot be expired. But some people, before you say, what's wrong? What is it? Before you say, they already changed. They are changed. But some souls, and every of us are like that. The fact that you can even change in a matter does not mean you can change all matters. It is God that knows souls, and he has given that judgment to the Son. So when Christ looks at you, he knows your configuration. And he's the only one that can save you. He said he's able to save anyone that cometh to God by him, knowing that he ever liveth. Nothing can escape his eyes. It's in the scriptures. With whom we have to do. So it means that at the end, the brethren is the food of God. When you say brethren, say brethren. Why? Because brethren have gone through the same affliction together in the fullness of Christ. They have cooked you. Now, the sacrifice of God, after you have been cooked, he will now present you spotless, blameless. The salt will be balanced. So when I say you're my brethren, you don't understand that all of us, we are in the same kitchen of Christ. He will cook you. If you like, run away. If you want to run, run now. I give you permission, run. But if you stay, they will cook you, brother. They will cook you till you are soft. It's easier for you to quickly get soft so that you will not stay long in fire. Sometimes when you look at some people, they are just hard. Sister, that thing you are doing, you don't understand that you will stay long. You will stay long. But one thing is that nobody will be burnt. Nobody will be burnt. Say you will pass through fire. Let's see Isaiah 40. You will go through fire. When thou passest through the what? I will do what? Did he say he will remove you? And through the river, they shall not do what? You should even fear this person talking. This person does not promise deliverance. He promised thoroughness. Normally, I expect to say, when you pass through water, I will rescue you. When you go through river, I will sail you up. When you walk through fire, I will bulletproof you. Thou shalt not be born. Neither shall the flame. Can you imagine this kind of soul they are treating here? Look at it again. Neither shall the flame. You know, some people during corn feast, they roast corn. It becomes doo-doo. That's not Christ. When Christ sits on your matter, it's a flame. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. When they smell, they won't smell flame. But you are already burning. How? So, when Paul said that we glory in tribulation, when you see them, they are always laughing. When you see Paul and Titus and Timothy, they were always, they were always Jesus. You will never know that they are going through hell. Can you imagine? If Paul did not write about the fact that Timothy should drink little wine for his belly sake, will you ever know that Timothy has belly problem? No, can you ever know? You see, these guys are just fine guys. They are just ref guys. You don't know what they are carrying. Until Paul says that three times I besought the Lord to take away this messenger of Satan that is buffeting me. And the Lord said, no, I won't take it away with my grace sufficient for you. You will never know that these guys are going through hell. But you will never smell it in what they write. You know, if it is us, if it is me that is going through terrible thing, I will ship it somewhere there. My PC and ring, but we can't leave my prayer. I mean, no, you should be more bad. No, I will put it small there. I'll just put it there. Like what Joseph did. You should be. Tobati lo, nothing me. Means what we will leave by Mr. Jim. Charles Soromini, Reni, what you about? Just say that you met somebody in the prison. The thing they, I have a gift too. I can interpret dream. Just say, if you tell the Pharaoh, he will understand. I say, oh, she nicking and no heart, happy. You still want to be known. You still have that darkness in you. He will forget you. I will allow him to forget you. What kind of Christ is this? Ah! He said you will go through the fire. You will not be burned. But you will bear the heat. It is heat that cook. Isn't it? That's why when you see blue flame is different from yellow flame. Yellow flame is as smoke. But blue, it's fast. So it means that I will be going through what is called, the world will look at me and they will say, are you stupid? Are you foolish? What is your problem? But I'm not seeing it. It's because I am in a course in the school of Christ. When you are in this school of Christ, one thing is common to all of us. We don't shy away from our troubles. We glory in tribulation. We glory in tribulation. It's not easy for you to glory in tribulation if you don't know Christ. So what we are saying now, it's not like a... How will I put it now? It's not something that we are now telling everybody, be glory in your tribulation. No, it's not a fast and rule game. Some of you, when they trouble you, you shout, we're safe. But some people, what they bear every day, they can't even tell anybody. Why? Because it is all day long. We are killed all day long. If they sit you down, they are telling you they are trouble, you'll be weary, you will sleep. They will say, you will wake up again. I said, suddenly, you will continue, you will sleep again. You will wake up because they can't, they will weary you. If Paul begins to open his afflictions to you, No, it's not that it is your brethren. We will get to a point where we will not be scared of what the world will say about us. That thing called Christ, that love of Christ, it passes all understanding. When he says something passes understanding, it means that when you sit down to analyze it, it defies every of man's intelligence. How will you justify the fact that whom the Lord loveth, he chastiseth? Explain and work down. Where's that, my copper mathematician? Help me to calculate the calculus in that math. That the one that the Father loved. What is my chastisement? He flogged. It is grammar that is saying chastisement. He is flogging. How can you love me and you are flogging me? No, don't go and try it to your wife. Say, I love you, I'm chastising you. I have to chastise you. No. Because some men, you know when we are talking like this, we are talking to every kind of soul. We have all kind of grade of soul. Some people, they will just take one thing like this. Hey, I love you. That's why I'm going to chastise you. You can't chastise because you don't even know measure. They do not judge. Because you don't still have the stature to judge. So the height of love, the one that the Father loveth. Like, can we see that? To whom the Lord loveth, he chastiseth and scourgeth. You know, scourging is still is different from chastising again. There is a level of chastisement. There is another level of scourging. Sons, they are not being chastised, they are being scourged. As children, you will be chastised. As sons, they are not chastising you. You know why? In the book of John 15, was talking about the fact that he that beareth fruit, I will purge it again. Christ, he that beareth fruit, we should celebrate him. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Of course, we can relate with that. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. This Jesus is not a funny Christ. If you want a sweet gospel, don't come to Christ. Go and learn Ifa. Ifa is sweet. The way the thing is sounding, going sweet. Just learn it for 2 years. You become Ogbo in your con. But if you want real business, but do you know what Paul said? He said, no, you know that this present affliction is not worthy to be compared. It's not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. So all the scourging, all the chastening is to produce one thing. What is that thing? Can we read it in Hebrew? And I'll round up this morning. Hebrew. Chastisement and scourging of the sons whom we will receive. Yes. The next verse now says something. It says, if ye endure chastening, God do what? Dealeth with you as with what? For what son is he whom the Father chastens not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof are all. All are what? So it means that this chastisement is not only you going through it. They all are partakers. If you are not partaking of it, then are you what? And not what? God will not leave me alone. You know, people? I feel like, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them what? Reference. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. What are they beating you for in school when you were young? What? You went to school, you came back, all your results is red. In the day they used red Bible, they flog hell out of you. What is red? That will do with eternal life. But they still beat you. What are the things they flog you for when you are young? Oshere Paju. O Kawe. Oji. Some of us, only God saved us when we were young. We can steal anything. But thank God for the gospel. Even gospel gone. God is still trying to chisel that part. Belle Coco.
But in any case, they chastise you and chastise you for their own pleasure. For their own pleasure means that they want you to fulfill their dream. There is something they are saying for you that they want you to fulfill, which is still earthly and carnal. You know what I'm saying? But for our profit, because they loved you, is chastising you for your own profit. So by the time you will be receiving the crown of life, it's not Christ that is receiving it. It is you that Christ has made. You don't understand what I'm saying? It's not that it is on the day of judgment. Christ, line up. We have all become Christ. But Christ, your own Christ has a name. All of us have become Christ now. It is Christ that will take the glory. Of course, we know it is Christ. But a new name will be given to you. And it's only you that will know it. And he that give it to you. So if you can have a name, then it means that that glory is not for anybody, it's for you. Then, for they verily for a few days chastise after their own pleasure. But if for our profit, that we might what? That we might be partakers of his holiness. Now. Say now. Now, faith. Now. No chastening for the present. Seemed to be. But what? Nevertheless, afterwards, it yielded the what? The peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. I want to bear a peaceable fruit, because the fruit of righteousness shall be peace. The Lord will grant you help to go through. Help to go through. To bear peaceable fruits of righteousness. That is the kind of fruit that God wants to have. And that is the way we are going to return from this present evil world. May the Lord grant us mercy. May the Lord grant us grace. No chastening is joyful. We can't be rejoicing. But at the end, we will bring forth peaceable fruits of righteousness. Can we begin to thank God this morning for help that will come to us, because we will bring forth peaceable fruits of righteousness. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.